Getting your day started with news from around the state and around the world. Common Sense Radio. This is the Steve Ruger Show.
It is Free for All Friday. Phones are open for the balance of the time here. You know, Alex, go ahead. Ring Megan back up. I want to let her finish. I cut her off there. I want people to know that they can use ReaganBaby.com as a resource. Just ring her back up, and if you can get her on the line. Meanwhile, 888-900-9966, 888-900-9966. You know, and Megan was saying something there before we went to break that kind of got my attention. That, and I guess what it is I'm sitting here thinking about Barack Obama's JV leadership. It's funny in a sick-to-my-stomach kind of way, but it's funny to think back now and remember how Barack Obama dismissed the Islamic State and its network of bloodthirsty jihadist killers as the junior varsity. He implied that those murderers who would cut off people's heads with a jackknife, that would murder anybody, were not to be taken seriously. They would soon be a thing of the past. Then, of course, the attacks on Paris, 500 maimed and murdered by the Islamic State, a city hammered by the Daesh, as our president, the leader of the free world, did not take seriously. So it's not the Islamic State that appears to be junior varsity, but Barack Obama's leadership appears to be junior varsity. And Megan, I brought you back because we ran into that hard break right there, and I want to make sure people know that they can find you as a resource. And you know, I got to thinking in the break there, it's the real JV here, if you believe that part of it, because there is the other darker possibility, which is this is all intentional by Barack Obama, Megan. So what do you think of that?
Well, you have to look at his past, where his allegiances lie. You know, it's very well scripted out. He even told us that he was going to fundamentally transform this country. And it's not through Obamacare, which I had thought was the original intent and goal of taking over one-sixth of the economy through socialism and our health care. It's actually the fundamental transformation that occurs at our border and putting the United States, shrinking the United States from the world stage. And what happens then is you see the vacuum being filled by dictatorial and totalitarian regimes. What I was going to say before we had that hard break was, in my The Slaves of Sharia piece, which I wrote right after San Bernardino, there is a study that I cite within that was taken of 100 mosques throughout the U.S., and 51% of those mosques were found to have violent teachings. Now, which is called jihad. If the mosques were Sharia compliant, which is a political form of Islam, that is what Sharia is, it's political, 84% of those mosques were teaching jihad or violent literature. We have a problem in this country. We have terrorist attacks. We've got 19 Americans that have been killed by homegrown terror here in the United States in 2015. They are being radicalized either prior to coming to this country on a visa, like the fiancé visa, which the jihadi bride in San Bernardino had come through. Look at our visa system right now. She basically answered two questions in order to get allowed into this country. And I'm not kidding. Are you a terrorist? Yes or no? She, of course, mm-hmm. checks no. Do you have any terrorist group affiliations? Yes or no? She checks no. Oh, welcome to America. We have an issue because we are denying that there is, number one, an ongoing jihad, which is war, which they have claimed on us, which we have not declared. They've declared on us, but we have not declared on them. Mm-hmm. And we're supposedly fighting a radical jihadism, which what Hillary Clinton called it, with a 26-ally? No, we're not. No one can name them. We're not doing anything. We weren't even bombing their oil reserves for fear of environmental damage. Remember that one?
Oh, yeah, I got that. Some, but no, we didn't want to do too much because we, you know, global warming, which is what leads to this, by the way. I am quite sure that these people that murdered and maimed 300 people in Brussels, Belgium this week were displaced because it was too hot and there was a bit of a drought. So then they decided, well, we'll travel halfway across the planet to Europe and murder people because of global warming. I mean, how do thinking people let that escape their lips?
Well, and that's what I write in my article. Any thinking person, when they would look at Hillary Clinton's past, specifically with Yasser Arafat and his wife, would know that she's on the wrong side of history, like Democrats usually are when it comes to foreign policy, undermining our freedoms and liberties by cozying up with dictators, communists, and totalitarians.
No
They've
question.
Always blamed America. When yeah, you look at it, they'll blame America first on the world's ills before they will protect America and get behind our American
values. Just in case
values.
You missed it. Just in case you missed it, Barack Obama, after he was doing the dance in Buenos Aires yesterday, he also took time to apologize for America for being slow to the human rights bandwagon during the reign of a violent military dictatorship there, because clearly it's America's fault that the internal politics of Argentina weren't looked after properly. I mean, he'll apologize for anything when it comes to America, for God's sake. I'll give you 1 minute now, Megan, to get in all your appropriate plugs.
Well, that's what happens when you're raised in a madrasa and then raised by communists. He sees America as an imperialist nation, not as a liberator. So he will continue to apologize for us, and oh, by the way, he might go to Hiroshima. Can't wait to see what he says there. My grandfather fought in World War II. I wish he was still alive.
Mm-hmm. It's funny, again, in that sick to my stomach kind of
But here's the good news, Steve. When it comes to this election will be about terror, this election will be about our border and safety and security. When that is the case, a Pew poll taken in 2014, 58% of Americans will choose a Republican president, and that's what we need to make sure is in the White House. I don't care if it's Trump. I don't care if it's Cruz. We need to win because we need to fight these savages back to the 7th century.
Now stomp your foot and finish your coffee.
Thank you.
Megan Barth, you rock. You have a good weekend.
You too. Thanks.
All right. It's the Steve Griffin Show, Free for All Friday. I just felt bad about her getting bumped off there at the end. She had bonus time. And why not? She's great. Back in a moment to wrap things up for this week on The Steve Griffin Show.